Joining us now, Melanie O'Loughlin of Unity Books. You're taking us to the Wild West, I think, Melanie, with your choice.
I am. Kia ora. Today I'm going to talk about How Much of These Hills is Gold, and it's by C. Pam Zhang. And it's a debut novel and a Western. But it's not a Western as we've come to know them, because there are no lone white dudes on horses in this tale. Instead, she gives us two orphan children who set out on a quest to get two silver dollars with which they can bury their father in a fitting manner. Now, she sets it deep in the midst of the gold rush in America, and these children are American, but they're also Chinese, so definitely not your standard Western. And I really loved how she resisted the plucky wee orphan stereotype, and in doing so, she gives us something much richer. And it's the tension between the siblings that really propels the story along. One daughter, the eldest daughter, who's 12, she wishes for nothing more than to walk down the small towns that they're an itinerant family, to walk down those towns and just be unnoticed. She just wants to assimilate. And the other sister, the more androgynous one, the one who the father grooms as a boy, she will fight anyone and everything in order to take her place in the world. So pretty much by page three, she's pulled a gun on the man in the bank to get the silver dollars, and they end up on the run. And the novel's really at its most tender, and it's full of longing when it focuses on the effects of the father's favoritism, which only has exacerbated the differences between the two siblings as they ponder, you know, what makes a home and a family. And at times it was just a fabulous howl to all the ways of belonging. She's also got an exquisite tone. And about two pages in, I thought, gee, this is part Grapes of Wrath and part Boy Swallows universe. And she's cleverly divided it into four parts, because all immigrant stories, really, they have to go back in order to go forward. And she unwraps each part like a little precious gift, filling out the character's backstory as the book goes on. And we slowly learn why they are who they are and why they do what they do. She's really great at humanizing their faults and their treachery, of which there are many, and their misplaced love. In each chapter, she's headed up with elements such as wind, salt, mud, gold, skull and plum. And it's this magical fusion of the two cultures that makes the book so unique. And it keeps the reader really curious. So, and I think that's why books about other cultures, why they are so stay with us. If you think about Beloved, or I remember reading The Shipping News for the first time, and it was that curiosity about other people that really stayed with me. And this book has got it in spades. There's also a speculative element to the writing. She's got tigers that features as lodestars, and packs of jackals prowl the towns at night. Coal mines burn. She details the environmental degradation of what went on in the gold rush. And it's also full of great details. We've got the mother dressed as a man when she goes to work in the coal mines, because women were paid an eighth of what the men got. And by working, when you worked in the coal mine, the coal seeped under your skin of your hands and turned them a bluish tinge. So the mother always wears gloves when she goes out anywhere.
So it's well researched. I wouldn't mind picking up on that, actually, Melanie, because sometimes writers do so much research that they can be swamped by it and include too much. And I've seen this, you know, described as a novel that is thick with detail. Is there too much, do you think? Does it get in the way of the story?
I know what you mean about other books, but I think she's very good at knowing when to cut. And so she doesn't really go into some areas that I feel were a bit harder to research or to know. It is dense. It's the language that's dense. It's really musical and spare, and you know, it makes the hills and the grasses sing, because we never know the exact location of where the children are or their last names, but that kind of mirrors their own state. They don't really know, you know, they're only young, and it sort of rounds out the wild feel of the book and softens the grimness. I just think in her own way, she shows us that the Wild West was not only peopled, you know, lone white dudes, but many other people were out there, and their stories are just as, if not more so, interesting than the ones we've come to know.
Melanie O'Loughlin of Unity Books, thank you very much for your review. She was talking about How Much of These Hills is Gold by C. Pam Zhang. It's published by Virago UK, and the recommended retail price is $38.